Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Luke tells us in that story, that famous story, of when Joseph and Mary left Jesus when he was 12 years old in the temple. They had gone for the Passover festival and had left probably in a big group and didn't recognize that he wasn't with them. So when they went to try and find him, they couldn't find him. They were quite panic-stricken, most likely. But when they did find him, he was sitting down speaking to the religious teachers there, not only listening to them, but asking them questions as well. And they were quite amazed. But what's really important in the story, and it can be overlooked in of what else is going on, is that first verse to start this section. Every year, Jesus's parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Jesus's parents were devout, and of course they were. We're told that with Mary, when she's chosen to be the God-bearer, to bear Jesus as a child. But they, as a family, continue in that devoutness. They continue to go to the temple every year for the Passover festival. It's all about God. It's all about worshipping and remembering all the things that God has done in the past. So something that is so, so important. But this is something that's important for us, for those of us who are parents, and for those of us also children with our parents, is that if we are parents and Christian, that we should be really living our lives as an example, as Joseph and Mary did. Every year they went to the important Passover festival. We should be striving to go to church every week. I get told so many times in my job as a priest about kids going to sports and doing other things on a Sunday morning. I get that's important, but church is so important. Going to thank God and to worship God as the body of Christ is so important, and we have to speak to our children. We have to emulate that. They have to see us in our lives doing that, and they want to do that as well. I know some kids think church is boring, and that's another debate in that sense of how we do church and include children. But it's not about entertainment. At the end of the day, it's about coming to give thanks to God and living our lives that way. And not just on Sunday, because Sunday is about saying thank you and worshipping him for what he's given us through the week. That's something that is important and has to be at the centre of our lives so our children see that. And if we're a child and we have our parents, is if they don't know Jesus, is first to help them to come to know Jesus. But if they are Christian parents and not living their lives putting God first, is to ask them to do that as well. Saying, you know how important it is as an example that you live as Joseph and Mary did to Jesus, to show that way of putting God first. Joseph and Mary did it every year at that important festival. God was always first. Let us do that as parents, or if we're children, our parents don't do that, let's challenge them to do that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Joseph and Mary and their example of their worship and dedication to you. May we do the same in our lives and for our parents as well. Amen.